This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I'm just going to take this in stride. Though I will go line upon line, precept upon precept, I will take this in stride and slow my roll just a bit. I want to give you some news broadcast concerning what's going on in the United States of America today and abroad, according to our contributors from across the United States of America that are a part of the answer, that are in the fight, working out their faith step by step. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com reports UN, United Nations, conceived by none other than the United States of America, which was birthed out of World War II because it failed during World War I under the League of Nations. That was President Woodrow Wilson. But the United Nations is quietly advancing international gun confiscation. When Americans begin to understand and perceive that this is not a foreign government doing the things that are taking place in this country, and to take a step aside of that, as an outsider looking on the inside, I'm trying to figure out how the American people cannot see who the problem is when it comes to corruption in this government. But the United Nations quietly advancing international gun confiscation. If that's not telling, I don't know what is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Will we see justice? Big picture of Hillary Clinton. The question can only be answered by the American people. Because if Donald Trump is not going to drain the swamp, then you need to hold his feet to the fire and make sure that he does what he says that he would do, according to his promises on the campaign trail. But also keep in mind, will we see justice on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com with a big picture of Hillary Clinton? Also keep in mind, Donald Trump forecasted and promulgated that the Clintons are good people after he won the People's White House. Will we see justice? Only an answer that the American people can bring about. I've been reading the book of 1 Kings and 2 Kings. It's absolutely interesting how it all falls. You can read Deuteronomy 4 as well, the whole of it, the Torah, from start to finish, if you might. But it's interesting to note that God, over and over and over again, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, said, if you're not going to listen to my statutes and keep my judgments and my commandments, then this is what's going to happen. You're going to be turned over to those that hate you, to those that rule over you. And it's exactly what we're seeing with the Clintons. Why have the Clintons not been lawfully dealt with yet? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, California. A public high school yearbook has lavished two-page Islam presentation entitled Allah Akbar. I'm looking at the front of the magazine right now. Hey, America, though there is no lines between church and state, that's a contrived myth by none other than the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, a communist organization, said to the founder that the end of the ACLU is communism. Isn't it interesting how the Muslims are being aided by that of the ACLU to basically interject and interpose the cult of Islam into public schools, but they mean to eject and reject all of that of Christianity. By the way, you have never lost the right, Americans. Tell your kids that. But it's interesting, on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, in California, we have a public high school yearbook, and it's a lavish two-page Islam presentation entitled Allah Akbar. This is all happening because the people have wickedly departed from the living God, because they fail to keep his commandments and to keep his judgments, period. It only makes sense. I mean, if a cop is not going to enforce the law to judgment, crime's going to flourish. And it's exactly what we see here in America today. And understanding that justice is the guardian of our liberty, well, without law, there is no justice to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. You got to think, America. Sons of Liberty Media.com, fail, capital letters. Mueller indicted an indicted Russian company that didn't exist. I want to tell you all of this collusion going on with Mueller, with Comey, with that of the Clintons and others. I want you to just mark my words, because at the end of the day, it's not going to matter. This is nothing but smoke and mirrors to keep the American people's eye off the ball. Mark my words. All of this taking place with Mueller and all this Russian collusion and the Comeys and the Clintons and so on and so forth, it's nothing but diversion to keep your eye off of the ball. You know how you bring this all to an end, friends? You lawfully judge these criminals. That's what you do. It's that simple. The work is getting a judge to actually do his job and to discover and apply the law that these criminals have violated and have transgressed thousands and thousands of times apiece. Sons of Liberty Media.com, the FBI's planting of a mole inside of the Trump campaign is not unprecedented. A similar event occurred in June of 1972. Yep, and it's going to occur in 2019 and 2020 and 2021 and 2022 and 2023 and 2024, because you haven't dealt with them the first time, America. They're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Hamas planning massacre of Israelis, 100,000 rioters expected. Well, you got to ask the question, who's financing it? Because you're going to find the same people behind ISIS. You're going to find the same people behind Hamas. Because what they're doing is using now the Muslims as a political battering ram to upend sovereignties worldwide so they can bring forth a new world order. Don't doubt what I'm telling you. Sons of Liberty Media.com, prime case in point, an armed mother on Sons of Liberty Media.com foils armed robbery at school in Brazil. I watched the video. Interesting how bold he was to come up to a bunch of women and steal away their purses with a gun in their faces. But what he didn't realize is that there was an off-duty police officer who was armed and ready and responded and killed him on the spot. Just think how many people and lives were saved because judgment was brought forth. Did you hear what I said, America? Because judgment was brought forth. We're going to be talking about the earmarks in just a couple of moments. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's interesting to me because oftentimes when you give the message that I give on a daily basis is, why are you so judgmental? Here's another one. I love this. Because people love to twist scripture like Satan twisteth scripture. Who are you to judge me? You've all heard that, right? You know, the Bible clearly tells us that the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. Did you know that? I just wanted to make sure you knew that. This is his very character. But very few people really realize who the Lord God of heaven and Jesus Christ is. When you look at Jeremiah 9:24, chapter 9, verse 24, it says, "But let the one who boasts about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, judgments, justice, and righteousness on the earth." Did you hear what I said? What did you say, Bradley? Is that really him? Well, Bradley, that's just Old Testament. Yeah, but the New Testament is the fulfilling of the Old Testament, right? Jeremiah 9:24 says, "But let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exerciseth loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord." Wow, and then you look at Psalm 97, it says, "Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns his enemies up round about. You that love the Lord hate evil and love that which is good. According to the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. And let love be without dissimulation, a false covering, feigned, false front, false pretenses." Right? And remember in the love chapter, I know some people just want to go to that love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, "Let love rejoiceth in truth." There you go. Not in iniquity, lawlessness. Matter of fact, we're a society that operates in lawlessness, has no understanding of what love is, because you need to understand that love is the fulfilling of the law. Read Romans 13 when you get a moment. And also when you read Isaiah 26:9, which comes to my aid, when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. So how do they learn righteousness? Through the fear of the Lord, where they depart from lawlessness. Man, it's just crazy how people, they mingle, mangle love in law. I remember Keith Green. When I was a little kid, I remember reading some of his stuff. And of course, he died in an airplane crash, but interestingly enough, he would talk about how law and love were separated. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, who indoctrinated you, brother? God gave his law because he loves, the same way parents love their children, and that there's a law at home. Not with the legal cast, friends. Not with the legal cast. I mean, when you tell your kids not to do something, as a matter of fact, yesterday we were driving, my youngest looks over at a lake that's now melted. And there was a sign right in front of the water, and it said, ice, danger, stay out. And I said to him, I said, that's like the commandments of God. Stay out because it's dangerous. If you ignore that sign and walk out on that thin ice and fall through and drown, you have nobody but to blame but yourselves. Matter of fact, when you read Psalm 19, chapter 19, you'll find out that the law by them, thy servant is warned. That's exactly right. And what we're seeing today in this country is a whole lot of lawlessness and a separating of law and love. Which again, keep in mind, God gave his law because he loves, and he fulfilled it in Jesus Christ, Romans 3:31. We don't abrogate that law, we magnify the law, period. Also keep in mind that the law is spiritual, and I am carnal, sold under sin, but I'm saved by grace through faith, and that not of myself. It is the gift of God. Read Ephesians 2:8 and Romans 7:7. Reverse that, and it's in proper order. Earmarks. I want to take you back just a little bit. Earmark. You've all heard the word earmark, right? It means to mark by cropping or slitting the ear, Webster's 1828 dictionary. That's the very definition, earmark. Now, going back to Williamsburg, when I spent some time there with my family, in Jamestown, in Yorktown, man, I'll tell you what, I had a whole lot to learn. But what I seen, once I began to take a look at our history, nothing came as a surprise to me whatsoever. The first thing I did is stop off at Jamestown, Virginia. Upon entering this gated replica of a village that was established by the first settlers, known as saints, not pilgrims, to come to this land, the first thing that I seen was a large church. It was gated. Read Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5 as well. When I walked inside of this church, the first thing that I seen, once I came into the community in Jamestown, in between the Ten Commandments is the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, 9 through 13. When walking out from the front, there on the back wall was written, listen carefully, Acts 2:39. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Notice the Holy Ghost is given to those that repent. Also read 2 Corinthians 7:10 when you get a moment. There it is, friends, the full counsel of God. When I went to Jamestown, America's history, where the saints landed nearby, on the Plymouth Rock in 1620, the first thing I noticed when I went to Jamestown was a large church. That was the first thing that I noted. And it was the first thing anybody had to take note of because it was right there in front of their face. In between the Ten Commandments is the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, 9 through 13. On the back wall was written, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:39. And again, friends, there it is, the full counsel of God. Acts 20, verse 27. That was Jamestown. Then I traveled over to Yorktown, Virginia, where the American colonies, you know, the 13 of them, all along with the French, delivered the final blow to the British Empire by breaking the back of Cornwallis and his disgraced military. Why? Hey, folks, I want to make note of the fact that our forefathers didn't sit around and talk about rapture, which is not even found in the Bible, how they're going to be raptured out of the earth up into heaven in the time of battle. No, the Lord raises up an army to fight a spiritual battle on this earth that his will might be done on this earth as it is in heaven, period. See, they fought the good fight. They weren't sitting there talking about gloom and doom and friends. There's nothing we can do about it. No, they stood up. Less than 3% of the population, 13 colonies, and 56 signers stood up and they believed God, and God gave them what they were willing to fight for, period. While in Yorktown, there was a victory statue. By the way, it's still there, where it was inscribed that the United States and Congress assembled with cause to be erected at York in Virginia, a marble column adorned with the emblems of the alliance between the United States and His Most Christian Majesty, and inscribed with a succinct narrative of the surrender of Earl Cornwallis to His Excellency General Washington, Commander-in-Chief of the Combined Forces of America and France, to His Excellency the Count D. Rocamabau, commanding the auxiliary troops of His Most Christian Majesty in America, and His Excellency the Count de Grasse, combining and commanding-in-chief the Naval Army of France in the Chesapeake. That's what was inscribed on this statue, the Most Christian Majesty, twice speaking of George Washington. Wow, you just can't make that kind of stuff up, can you? I then set off to Williamsburg, Virginia, where close by was where Patrick Henry gave his famous speech. He said, "In vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that the gentlemen wish?" said and asked Patrick Henry. "What would they have? Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery?" Patrick Henry said, "Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may have taken, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." This was Patrick Henry's speech at the Second Virginia Convention at St. John's Church, March 23rd of 1779. This ain't lining up with modern history, is it, friends? Of course not. Because the actual history stands in stark contrast of what you're being told of our past history. And what we need to do is turn our eyes towards our history so we can understand who we are and where we came from. Therefore, we then know where we're going. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also jump over onto our Facebook account, Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean on Facebook. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1. Got that all cleaned up, so friends, check it out, like it. And again, that is my Twitter account, BradleyDean1, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. If we're born of the Spirit, we're going to feed on the Spirit, and then we're going to grow in the Spirit. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And also by the faith of the Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, well, he bestows the faith upon us that we overcome this world. And it's exactly what we're talking about even now. Earmarks. 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 How do we overcome? I mean, that's a good question. I said earlier during the last segment, well, Bradley, you know, you're just kind of judgmental. Really? No, I'm not judgmental at all. I'm just giving you the words of the judge, just so you know. I like when people say, well, thou shalt not judge, don't judge me. Where'd you find that? Judge not, lest you be judged. Put that into perspective. And then he begins to, in Matthew 7, he begins to identify the false prophet from the real prophet, workers of lawlessness, and those that were workers of lawfulness. Keep it in perspective, and don't be guilty like Satan of twisting scriptures, like Satan twisteth scriptures. When you go to Amos 5, it says this, seek the Lord and you shall live, lest he break out like fire into the house of Joseph and devour it. and there be none to quench it in Bethel. You who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth. There is no righteousness in the earth if you leave off judgment. And turning judgment into wormwood, friends, is just letting the lawless go in any and all capacities. That's it. Period. It tells us in Amos 5, chapter 10, they hate him that rebuke in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. I gave a prayer at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota in 2011. Tea Party favorite all across the country because of who we are and what it is that we do. Matter of fact, I could go online right now and probably find out that you either have us as the number one show out of 82 other shows across the country right now, or the number two show. I guarantee it. See, the people listen to the show because they're sick and tired of people like you. They're sick and tired of your diplomacy, seduction in another guise. They're sick and tired of your compromises where two men get together and they both agree on what they know is wrong. They're tired of it. See, they want the word of the Lord. People want absolutes, and that's exactly why we feed them the bread of life here. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Well, we want to give them the truth that at the end of the day, they may walk in the light as he is in the light, that they may have fellowship as one with another, and that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sins, that we might have right standing with him, so our sins don't put a breach between us and him. Read Isaiah 59 as well, the whole of it. Amos 5. Verse 10, they hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Wow. After I gave that prayer in the state of Minnesota here, it was interesting because we heard some ignoramus say, why is it that so many people hate Bradley Dean in the political scene? Well, of course they hate me. Because they don't want to be exposed for their corruption. Read John 15. You know, furthermore, they hated me for my love. Read Psalm 109. King David said I was hated for my love. In John 15, it says, this is my commandment that you love one another. This being Jesus, if the world loves you or it hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And the only reason the world loves its own because they are of the same spirit. It's just that simple. But if you go down in John 15, you'll see that they hated him because he uncovered them. He took the cloak of covering from off of them. He exposed them for who they really were, and they didn't like it. Huh. I mean, do you hate good cops, America? Nope, I love them. Do you hate corrupt military? Nope, I love good military. Do you hate good government? No way. Love good government. I hate corruption. Period. Verse 15, Amos 5, hate the evil, love the good, establish judgments in the gate. I am making a point. Hate the evil, love the good, establish judgment in the gates. Period. Going back to the earmarks, and that of liars we're coming up to. Just down the street in Williamsburg were the head and arm restraint stocks, which were located right outside of a local courthouse. A historian and a reenactment actor was outside educating the people who had questions. One question asked was, what is the head and arm restraint stocks for? She said that before and after the revolution, the local magistrates would administer ecclesiastical law, canon law, Romans 13. Woo! I'm sitting there with a big old cheese and smile on my face saying, I know. Oh, how I know. If people would only ask, where are you, Bradley? I'm in Williamsburg, Virginia. Walking down the street, we come up to a local courthouse. A question was asked to a historian and a reenactment actor who was answering questions to those that were willing to ask. What is the head and arm restraint stocks for? She said that before and after the revolution, the local magistrates would administer ecclesiastical law, canon law. Torah, the five books of Moses. Oh, my goodness. Is that why it said that we're established on the Mosaic Institution in the United States of America? Of course it is. Did you know that she went on to tell us in Williamsburg where the head in arm restraints and the stocks were right in front of the courthouse there in Williamsburg, old colonial America? She went on to tell us that crime was not tolerated in the least by the colonies because they understood the price to establish their freedoms. See, they understood that our forefathers fought, bled, and sacrificed their all, magnifying God's moral law, ecclesiastical law, canon law, the Torah, against all crime in obedience to the Christ. And when someone violated that law in the smallest sense of the word, guess what? Puritan preachers, the Black Robe Regiment, will teach you that if anybody was to violate, even their neighbors, were to violate the smallest iota of moral law in the United States of America, they would take you to court to send the message that we will, as Americans, tolerate no crime. You know, we were talking about during the first segment, friends, concerning Hillary Clinton, Comey, Mueller. Will we see justice? I don't know. Will we, America? It's only a question that you can answer because it's up to you because you are the government. Going back to Williamsburg, the earmarks of liars. The criminal would be punished by being thrown in jail for up to 6 months. Listen to this. This is you may say it's harsh, but listen to the answer. The criminal would be punished by being thrown in jail for up to 6 months, 1 John 3:4. A fine would have to be paid, and all this took place. Oh, by the way, this all for committing the act of perjury, for lying in court. And did you also know that if you were found out to be a perjurer, they would take a iron, put it in the fire, and brand your hand with a P in a circle around it? So if you were ever called up to be a witness in any court case, they would see that you were a perjurer. You were not to be trusted. You were ostracized. You were kicked out of a decent society. You're always looked down upon after that point. But just for the act of perjury, you'd be thrown in jail for up to 6 months. You'd have to pay a fine. And this all took place after the head and hands were placed in the stocks for their crimes in public, America. This was a public punishment. Now, just think about this. You have the media attempting to, through authoritarian and totalitarian means, attempting to punish you for doing the right things. Punish me. Punish me. First, they would bind them, take the criminal's ear, and nail it with a long nail to the stock for 1 hour. After that hour was up, they would then go to the other side and nail the other ear to the stock for 1 hour. This all for telling a lie. I didn't say lies, plural, more than one. I said lie. When removing the nails, they would often slit the ear completely off, marking the offender so other colonies, as well as other cities or states, would understand that the person was not to be trusted. Thus, they fulfilled the true definition of earmarks. I bet you didn't know that, did you? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You know, when you think of Major Andre, it's very similar because that of George Washington, you know, that's a true story of George Washington, of Major Andre. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you the story of Major Andre when we come back on the other side of this. We're just identifying the characteristics of a just and a holy God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're bringing the light, we're bringing to the light, friends, the punishment concerning crimes, and I'm highlighting the crime of perjury after telling one lie. Not a million scandals concerning what you've put up with in this country over the last generation, the last six decades. No. I'm saying after one violation This is what would happen to an individual regardless. And by the way, it was those that you would call representatives back in the day that established ecclesiastical law because they understood the price of freedom, because they were the ones that just sacrificed their all to give it to us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about earmarks, the earmarks of liars and how crime was not tolerated. From our little trip to Williamsburg, first at Jamestown, then Yorktown, and then we went over to Williamsburg. By the way, I want to tell you in all honesty, I wasn't looking for what I'm sharing with you. I just couldn't ignore it. It was right in front of my face. You know, the people that, the revisionists, those that want to rewrite your history, they want to deny it. And the fact of the matter is when you go to Georgetown, I'm sorry, Georgetown, I'm thinking of D.C. University. When you go to Jamestown, when you go to Yorktown, folks, when you go to Williamsburg, the only reason they don't see what I'm sharing with you right now is, first of all, they don't want to see it. That's why I tell you, people like this are like trying to administer medicine to a dead horse. You're dealing with unreasonableness. These people could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. What a terrible place to put yourself, especially all the while knowing that it's appointed unto men once to die and after this the judgment. You're going to stand in front of your judge. I don't care if you deny or you say you don't believe. Baloney. You know it's true. It's better for you to listen now than after the fact, because you're not promised tomorrow. Life is but a vapor, friend. just so you know. Now, I want to end the show with this. When removing the nails, they would often slit the ear completely off, marking the offender so other colonies as well as other cities or states that were being established during that time would understand that the person was not to be trusted. Thus, they filled and fulfilled the true definition of earmark. Okay, this is a violator, a transgressor. She also ended at Williamsburg was saying that it was to teach the person here to repent before God so they would not end up in hell. Matthew 3:2, Leviticus 19:17. It's exactly what she told us. Folks, it was like we was having church up in here. And we were. And she was simply just sharing with us our history, our Christian heritage that nobody can deny. Now, taking it forward, concerning what I was talking about, local news, national news, international news, can you imagine if the American people, namely, and the people in other prospective countries loved God enough, do you realize that they would deter crime? People would be afraid to commit the crime like they were during the time of the establishing of the United States of America? Can you imagine the earmarks that would be seen today in the American church? The American government or in business, if these laws were still enforced? See, friends, I've said before, we don't need more laws. We need good men to administer the laws that we have. And when we find good men that are obedient to the Christ to administer those laws, we're going to get rid of man's 10,000 commandments because we simply got back to God's 10. It's that simple. In all sincerity, you know what this comes down to? You know what grown-ups do? They do when they grow up things that they shouldn't do. I mean, when you're an adult or you're a mature audience, isn't it interesting that you have to be 18 years old to indulge into your lust, which you should have thrown off by the grace of God, because we grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have to be 18 years old before we can go out and drink liquor, which, by the way, used to be illegal in this country. You had to go down to Mexico to commit them sins. Boy, a lot of lives were saved back then, weren't they? Yep, because they obeyed God. There's that preservation, that word preservation that comes back into place again. See, but when you lower God's law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. And that's exactly what the American people have done. They've accepted which God condemns in so many fronts. And they've accepted lawlessness rather than enforcing the law. And then what they do is they lower the standard of love to fallen man in his reprobate state rather than to the risen Christ who sits at the right hand of the Father. Blessed be his name forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah? I mean, again, can you imagine the earmarks that would be seen today in the American government? Because you wouldn't tolerate crime. Governments, because you wouldn't tolerate crime. Or in business, because you wouldn't tolerate crimes. I mean, if these laws were still enforced, man, we would understand what liberty is all about. 2 Corinthians 3:17, read it. I mean, how they love their freedom by demonstrating zero tolerance for Christ. And by the way, those that understand true love, it's just that. How they loved their freedom, which is found in Christ, who sets men free, by demonstrating zero tolerance for crime. The Christ did nothing but magnify the law and the prophets constantly. Read Deuteronomy 23:14. A great analogy is John 8. Also read Mark 10:16. The efforts of foolish men today, and I want to tell you something, they're fools for their pains, aren't they? Such as the modern day revisionists, historians, and even professed, uneducated, self-proclaimed Christians. You know, I just got to simply state, I remember when I first got saved, friends. And I want to tell you, my hand was not in on it. God came into my life, he disrupted everything, and I'm glad he did. He came about to show me who I was not, to show me who he was. And it was folks, I want to tell you something, 180 degree turn. No longer was it about me and living for my own selfishness, but now it's about him as I follow him, as he makes me to become fishers of men, and that's exactly what he's done. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of them. That's the understanding of the cross right there. And it shows you the power of God unto salvation. Period. When I first got saved, I would go to these meetings. I remember going to these Christian clubs. And I remember I was just, because I was straight out of the world, friends. Rock and roll. You name it, folks. I was touring the United States of America. But I was just one miserable punk. And I remember when I'd go to these meetings and these clubs, I would leave angry. And I would leave angry for the very purpose that they would continuously lower the spiritual standard of Christianity by looking for an excuse to stay where they were at so they could use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. I was totally, and I'm still totally offended by these people. They look for an excuse. You know who they are. They wear the little bumper stickers that say, "We're not perfect, just forgiven." You know what I'm talking about, right? They keep lowering the standard and they remain the same. Whoa, where's the Holy Ghost? Where's regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost? I'm just curious. Where's the growing up in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Where are we to grow up into the stature of Him who's the head of all principality and power? You don't see none of that. You see them continuously make excuses, and then when you correct them, keep in mind all Scripture is given by God for what? For doctrine, by the inspiration of God, for doctrine, reproof, for correction, and instructions in righteousness. If you reprove them, if you instruct them, folks, if you correct them, all of a sudden they're the first ones to say, "Who are you to judge me?" Instead of looking at love for what it is. You know, to overlook judgment because of kindness is ridiculous, because then love wounds itself by killing justice. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. How many earmarks there would be on the lot of all of the above who are helping to blind the up-and-coming generations, which is a curse they surely will bear, and so will their children, no question. At the end of the last segment, I wanted to give you this analogy, and this is none other than George Washington himself. There's a true story told of Major André. He had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. Well, what he had done was intended to the ruin of America and the American cause. And if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should, in accordance with the laws of nations, be put to death. On the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. Well, in the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by that which, when he signed the death warrant, George Washington's feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth with a flood of tears. Hey, friends, you see, Washington, the father of this country, under God, so loved his country that he knew that if such an act went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. Why? Because justice has to be satisfied. Folks, justice has to be satisfied. You are the government under God. Respond with love. Don't say, "God bless America." No, now it's time for you to bless God. See ya.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.